There'll be a walk to work tomorrow because, like we implied at the very beginning, that we shall only end this campaign only until we've had a plausible response from government and those responsible for the situation in this country.
From your own assessment so far, it's been a month now. How far have you gone achieving your goal?
For starters, we had studied our founding objectives very well. We wanted whoever is responsible to actually acknowledge responsibility. At the very beginning, our message was received denials from government, and they were claiming they'll do nothing about it. But as we speak, we even had the president in his inaugural speech saying now they want to do something about the situation in the country. By admission of the fact that something is wrong, something is amiss, for us as FOC, we can say as well, we're on course.
This campaign was started by individuals like you, politicians, but now it seems to be attracting other interest groups like students, the Law Society and others. Is it becoming a mass movement?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say so, but the face is taking, the stock is taking. It does seem that the whole country is realizing that it's left for so long and that the issues that we are actually spearheading are actually issues that affect everybody in this country. It's not just us, the political leaders. It was just that no leaders were taking responsibility to the people, to demand of their government to act responsibly and respond to the people's needs. So I'm not surprised that so many groups of people are being involved now, and we're getting so many other players on board.
What's your comment on the President Museveni and his government's response to your campaign so far?
I wouldn't say that the response is very serious. It also, when you look at it and listen to the talk, you see riddled with the same arrogance. Of course, the arrogance is toning down a little bit because, you see, the problem with the President and his people is that even when serious national issues respond to, unless there is somewhere to defeat, they don't want to accept that there's a problem. For every issue that arises and they need a response, they want to be sure there is somewhere to defeat in that matter. I think the problem is that they want to see that when they are responding to this problem or to our issues, they defeat Besigye. And they are failing to pin these issues to Dr. Besigye. I think they are frustrated. But at the end of the day, people are demanding for a plausible response. And people are telling them, this is not about Besigye, it's about our country, it's about your responsibility as leaders.
So as long as they don't address your issues of concern, the Walk to Work campaign will continue?
Indeed, yes. It will continue with a host of other activities which are possibly announced tomorrow.